Hey golfers, welcome back to Chasing Your Best. This podcast is and always will be dedicated to the golf learning curve. My name is Tim Connor. If it's your first time here, I'm a golf coach out of the Pacific Northwest, and I've spent my life and career doing my best to help people with their golf learning curve. And I use this podcast as a method to further help my self-development, as well as make sure that you're not making the same mistakes I made. Because I've had the opportunity to see a lot of golfers and give a lot of lessons. And I see zero reasons why you should continue to make similar to mistakes that I've had the opportunity to make. And I say opportunity because it's a great thing to learn from experience. But experience is a steep price to pay. An old cohort of mine always used to say that, and it's so true. So I hope that I can give you some tools, some nuggets, and just help put more arrows in your quiver to help you with your golf learning curve. Today, I wanted to talk about club fitting versus lessons and kind of where I think those things should fit into the process. Because it's actually a really common question I get is, hey, I'm new to lessons. Should I do a club fitting? Or I'm looking for a club fitting, but I want to do lessons. Which order should I do it? And I want to start by saying that I think the greater payoff will always be investing in your skill set, whether that's lessons or time or purposeful practice, those kind of things. Your skill set is what's going to bring you to the promised land. Club fitting, I kind of look at it like polishing a rough diamond. A rough diamond still has value, but when you polish it, it has more value. And that's what I look at club fitting as being. It's like rounding out the piece of the pie to get you that full approach to game improvement. So with that being said, I don't think there's a perfect order to do it. I think if you want new clubs, buy new clubs. And you can do it. The nice thing is if you do it with somebody that you're going to be taking lessons from, you can kind of fit into the future. That's something that I'll do pretty commonly. In fact, I did that in my most recent fitting. I asked the player, I said, well, do you want me to fit you for your current swing now or where you intend to be down the road? He's like, well, I want to work on my game and I do want to get better. I do want to progress. So I would prefer to have something I can grow into. And I was like, right on. That's right up my alley. That's my preference as well. On the other side of that, if golf is just your recreation, if it's your hobby, if it's just you're just kicking it, there's nothing wrong with just getting a fitting for your swing right now to make your golf swing and results better. And that's the thing, like I've seen fittings benefit 98 to 99% of people who come in for them. They can benefit from having upgraded equipment or different equipment, whether that's grip size, shaft length. Almost always we'll see an increase in distance. And it's not always because the technology is that much superior, but we're just creating optimal launch conditions. And you can think of optimal launch conditions like if you're going to throw a baseball and you want to throw that baseball as far as you could throw that baseball, you're going to launch it on the right arc with the most power that's going to allow you to do that. And the only thing that's different with golf is we're combining that speed with backspin and launch to create the best amount of dispersion as well as control and distance. And with that combination of things, we're going to make the best performance judgment. Now, it's your job as the consumer, and I say this because it's true. As a fitter, we can only talk to, you know, what the performance of the club is. Your job as the fittee, the person who's getting clubs, is to talk through the aesthetics, talk through what you like the looks of, talk through what you like the feel of, because your opinion matters, and you want to be confident in the club you're looking at. In fact, there's nothing worse than looking down at a club you don't enjoy or you just don't have confidence in. So you want to be confident in your equipment. Another question I frequently get is how often should I be fit for clubs? And that's kind of a sticky one, but I would reevaluate your set every other year, meaning that look for opportunities in your lie angle, your grip, maybe your club style, your yardage gaps, all those things. Especially if you're playing a forged type club, it's worth it to measure those as well because a forged club, if they're hit a lot, they can bend a little bit, either the lie angle or the loft, so those things can change. But club fitting is it's a great thing. It's a wonderful tool. It's a nice way to round out that well-rounded improvement for golf. Investing in your skills is going to bring you to the promised land. For example, I mean, those guys on tour, like a Justin Thomas and a Ricky Fowler, they've done the hickory shaft thing. Like, they mess around with older clubs. They still shoot really solid scores because they're very, very skilled athletes. They understand how to use their tools. They understand how to work their ball. They understand course management. and they're the best of the best. So you can still take old, crappy clubs and play really, really solid golf if you understand how to use them. Today, I did want to talk more about club fitting, so let's circle back to that. In a perfect world, if you're going to, say, work with somebody on your swing, I do like to get a few lessons down the road. I like to get the basic fundamentals installed in the golf swing. Things like turn, things like weight shift, things like a functional golf shot, meaning that your club's approaching the golf ball from the inside, you're hitting the ground in front of the ball, you're hitting it near the middle of the club face, and you have some type of predictable curve. If you've gotten to that point, congratulations, you're on a really solid step for improvement. So in a perfect world, I like to round out those things and then circle back to club fitting. But if you want clubs, buy clubs. Go get them. There's nothing wrong with that. And especially if you have some apprehension about, you know, my swing might be changing, so on and so forth, you can always buy forged clubs. And modern drivers are totally modified. You can modify them very, very easily. Swapping shafts are easier than it's ever been. Changing the loft, changing the lie angle. It's just, we're pretty blessed with modern technology and the ability to use it to our advantage. Another question I get is about vendors. What are the best vendors? So on and so forth. And I'll say this, if I'm being brutally honest, truthful, there isn't a best vendor. It's like Chevy versus Ford. I mean, if you put 20 people in a room, 10 are gonna want a Chevy, 10 are gonna want a Ford. And they both make good products. But what it comes down to is aesthetics and preferences and brand loyalty. And the other thing, like, you have to like and be confident in what you're playing, so that matters. But on the performance end of the spectrum, the biggest thing I'll see is I'll see performance gains from just properly fit clubs. And occasionally, if you're testing multiple vendors, I'll see one vendor outperform the others. But that's more because it's just a sweet fit for that student. For whatever reason, the shaft loads right. Maybe they have confidence in that club. And then that club's going to outperform the rest by 5, maybe 10, maybe 15 yards. But it's very rare for vendor to vendor, comparable product to comparable product, to get more than a 15-yard stretch out of club to club on the distance spectrum. The other thing is on the dispersion spectrum, we will start to see performance gains in that department. It's pretty common, especially with drivers that are more forgiving, or maybe a particular driver is more forgiving in the part of the club face that you tend to hit it in, those kind of things. So we'll see those kind of things in the dispersion department. And that's why it's really important to get fit in a controlled environment where you can measure things like carry yardage, dispersion, what's going on, and then you can see a visual representation of how those things compare against each other. Because if you're just out there feeling it out and souling it, although that's like a fun way to do things, it's not a very scientific way to do things. And if you want a really great fitting, you need to measure. You need to measure those dispersion patterns. You need to measure how those things are coming through. But yeah, I just wanted to hop in and kind of answer some of those frequently asked questions about club fitting. Those are all common questions. I hope that I've answered some of yours and maybe your apprehension about a fitting. I would certainly recommend going to get fit by a qualified professional. It's a great thing. It's a really great thing. It's going to be science-based. You should not be pushed towards a vendor. You should be pushed towards whatever's going to give you the best pattern, dispersion, something that you have confidence in aesthetics. I know it scares a lot of people to reevaluate that and get a fitting, but I think you'll find, if you find a great fitter, that you're going to be very, very pleased with the results. You're going to have more confidence in what you're doing, and you're going to know that your equipment is the best equipment that you're playing, is the best equipment for you. And that's really what it's all about. Finding the best equipment for you to help your golf game out, to help you with your golf journey. I mean, one common thing I see too that's wrong on most players, grip size. Most people play standard grips. Most people don't fit standard grips. They should have plus one, plus two, plus three wraps, maybe mid-size. Like, for example, if you wear a large glove, you're somewhere between plus two wraps to a mid-size grip. And a little bit of that can be preference, but a lot of that is based on science. And that affects how you rotate the club face, which is going to affect your dispersion, so on and so forth. So do yourself a favor. Think about getting fit. Continue to invest in your skill set and your education. And keep working towards that long goal. Keep hustling every day towards playing better golf and keep working that direction. Stay the course, work hard, do something every day in the name of better golf, and I will catch you all back here, same time, same place, next week.